So the 15-year-old Michigan kid who shot his fellow classmates right after a counseling meeting his parents had with the school had gone a few days earlier with those same folks to buy a semi-automatic pistol. At the meeting, the school mentioned their concern that little Ethan might be contemplating mayhem. The parents apparently never really felt that the gun purchase might be relevant to this discussion, because as soon as the meeting ended, their kid took his backpack into the toilet and emerged minutes later, locked and loaded. Now, I'm sure you'll agree with me that every troubled 15-year-old kid is entitled to own a semi-automatic weapon. But, sadly, not all of us have the kind of parents who would help us purchase one. My folks probably would have said no. Actually, they would have said, hell no, what's the matter with you? Little Ethan's parents probably were pleased as punch their delinquent kid was showing some spunk. Come on, let's get right in the car and drive to the nearest gun shop and we'll buy you an early Christmas present, son. Maybe for your birthday we'll get you a bazooka. You know, if you're good. What better way to say Merry Christmas than a gun? I got a cap gun when I was 6, a BB gun when I was 10. But that was then, this is now. Time to upgrade to something a tad more lethal. The 17-year-old kid whose parents got him an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle took it on himself to play vigilante up in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Go defend the city against those bad Black Lives Matter folks who were protesting racial discrimination and ended up shooting a couple of them in what he called self-defense. Got off scot-free, too. Nice message for the kids of America. The white kids, anyway. I'm not really anti-gun. I am anti-stupid. The folks who set up a FundMe site for the killer at Kenosha, well, somehow making a hero of him, sends shivers down my spine. Second Amendment or no Second Amendment, you don't have the right to kill folks you don't like. I don't care how many hours of video mayhem you watch.